Every orchestral musician I've ever talked to about Boulez has emphasised their total respect for his amazing musicianship, his astonishing ear. And because he was very powerful at one point, he could really make a percussionist's career by saying, I want this person in my orchestra. So they loved him for that. They loved him for knowing the difference between good and bad, because not all conductors are great musicians.
You worked with him, didn't you?
Just once. It was my first ever big concert. I had barely left music college and joined the Swingles. It was a very long and complicated and, let's face it, actually not very rewarding piece by Luciano Berio for 8 singers and orchestra. And I think what I can remember is being absolutely terrified for the whole time we were doing the job, but also in very demanding circumstances, the kindness and quietness and generosity and absolute lack of grandstanding by the maestro Pierre Boulez.
You said that he had an extraordinary ear. How did he demonstrate that when you were working with him?
Well, there are stories that are legion about him saying, excuse me, third oboe, I think the hemi-demi-semi-quaver at the last part of bar 147 might have been a little bit early. And he didn't say it just to show off. It would give him pain to have noticed it, and he would like to help the player get it right.